I'm Jessica.
I'm Sonia.
And I'm Domery.
And we are opinionated lushes. Like our name says, we drink too much and have an opinion on everything.
Once a week, we get together to drink and talk shit. We start our episodes off with a question and a drink word. We usually never stay on topic or wait for the drink word to start drinking.
So go ahead, grab a drink, any kind of drink, and get ready to laugh with us and share our drunken opinions.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
How is everyone this week?
This is better than last week.
I feel like it's been a while. Like, for our listeners out there, we secretly record when you're not looking, and you can't tell when it's a new Friday episode or old Friday episode. Because sometimes we can't record on Fridays. So I feel like it's been like,
I think it's been 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You were not wearing that before, were you?
No, Dumbry? I just put it on.
Did
I
you change?
Cold.
No, did you like, do it's not change? But I was like, wait a second. You were not wearing that before. Sorry, I like interrupted Jessica completely.
No worries. I was like, what the fuck happened?
She's like, oh my God, what happened?
I just wanted to make sure I wasn't crazy. You know, like when...
No.
It's like a Mandela effect. We've already talked about that. And Zola is like, wait, was she wearing something else?
But no. That's not a Mandela effect. That's just like a memory issue. Like a Mandela effect would be like, if all of us were like, did Dawn wear that? You're just like, I forgot what she was wearing.
My brain Mandela is effect.
What?
Just anytime you like forget something, you'll be at the store.
That's a great idea.
You'll go home. You'll be like, ah, shit, I forgot to grab more butter. Mandela effect.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is now. Back in
Well, I had a great week.
Tell us about your week.
So, for those that know, we've had Mandy and Teddy Beats on our podcast. I'll link it in the description below. It was a great episode. We talked about our own personal circuses, and they're strangers I know on the internet from the music scene. So, of course, I went for 5 days to stay at their house. Why not? To be fair, they invited me down. I didn't just show up on their doorstep. But it was great. They are child-free people. So that was an experience of like the other side.
Like if you don't have kids, yeah, don't do it now. Like you're free. Don't change your mind. Don't have kids.
It's a scam. They lied to us. But it was great. We actually went and saw a paranormal circus. So that went full circle. We manifested the circus with their episode and I ended up going to a circus with them. It was all like ghost ghouls burlesque, but, with circus things and no animals.
That's good. That's great. The best circus is. Yeah.
Right. That's my Sonia's favorite. Like,
yeah. As long as there's no animals, there's the circus somewhere. In Europe, and they do hologram animals.
I've seen that. Really cool. Cool. Yeah. Yeah, so that was cool. We also went to a really interesting comedy show that looked like it was in someone's basement, but it wasn't. And they took me to the White House, and I got to see all of that. They took me everywhere. Like, it was a busy, jam-packed 5 days, and then on the very last day, they had one firecracker given to them by their contract, the guy who's working on their basement right now. We blew stuff up in the woods. So what's more American than that?
Blowing stuff up. The fact that some guy just gave you guys a firecracker.
It was so funny. Like, I had gotten up in the morning and they were in the kitchen. And Teddy was just sitting there and he's like, oh, look what Lou gave me, their contractor. And he holds up the firecracker and he's like, we should blow this up today. And Mandy laughs. And I just looked at him and I'm like, well, do you have a place in mind? And he was like, I like the energy. And then we just rolled with it. They're just that kind of people. They were great. They welcomed me into their home and we got high a lot. So they'd like wake up in the morning and they're like, we're ready to go on the porch if you're ready. And I was like, fuck yeah. Like, let's do this. Like, we got no kids.
We can do it whenever, right?
We can whatever we want.
You don't have to plan with the other adult in your house.
Like, they cooked with vegetables. I was like, wait, you don't have to cook three separate meals? What is this?
Really?
This is
like cooking heaven. With vegetables, not picking them out, nothing? Oh my God.
Nothing. Fucking not avocado and shit. I was like,
avocado.
Yeah. So I felt like a real adult for the first time in a while. I felt like a person. That was nice. And so now I've been home like 3 days and I've been trying to get back in the swing of things. It's definitely been a little challenging. But here I am. And I'm back to drinking. So
yay.
They weren't big drinkers, so I didn't drink that much, but
well, you got high. So
yeah, exactly. So it doesn't matter.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Jessica, what are you drinking tonight?
I don't know if you've heard, but OJ died today.
Yes, wife
what?
Killer.
What?
Football Hall of Famer, OJ Simpson.
Football wife killer first, then Football Hall of Famer. Yeah. So I figured I'd celebrate with a commemorative screwdriver with vodka and OJ to celebrate his passing.
I like the internet has been fantastic about this today. My favorite little meme I saw lying around was OJ knowing that his wife's murderer is now dead. You know, like, like he can rest in peace knowing. It was like, oh, that's fantastic. Like, there was nobody like rest in peace, OJ, right? It was all
there were. He died with his family in the room, and I was like, who gives a shit? Like, I don't care.
He still had family after he murdered his wife.
Yeah, he did. And they asked for privacy during this time.
Yeah.
No way. R.I.P. Bozo. You don't get privacy.
Exactly.
When you murder people.
Sonia, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm just drinking regular things. So I had some candy. this is like my last package. You're just raining weed.
I just keep it up. So I try to out of sight, out of mind, or I smoke it all in like a night and green really bad.
Yeah, no, like I'm gonna have to put this away because like I'll be like, ooh, candy. But then I was like,
they are good. Like they are
so good. So good. Like the best candy I've ever had. So good. And Domri, I'm guessing you're drinking piss.
Green tea. So yeah.
It looks like piss.
It looks like bladder infection piss. So like
it's a little foggy.
It is. It's foggy and like brown yellow. Like it's not good. Like you need to get that checked.
Yeah, so good.
It's not good.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah, no.
I'm not set up for you guys. There we go.
That's fine. I'm giving a warning to our listeners. We haven't recorded in 2 weeks. We usually record 2 to 3 times a week. So
yeah,
we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see if we stay on track. Like we And we usually talk like every day, but we've been so busy. Like we were so busy, we forgot our second year anniversary. Like that, yeah. That's what happened. Like so much shit happened. We're like I think it was yesterday. We're like, oh shit. We're like, you know, the first. So it's the 11th today. So yeah. We were like 10 days behind. So happy Podiversary.
Yay, us. 2 years. Woo. Please be a good topic. Please be a good topic.
Like, fuck this shit. Mm-hmm. It's okay. We're 2 years in. We don't have to stick to schedule.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have we done this? What's popular today? But we'll
no,
see.
No, we did one similar to this one, but we didn't exactly do this one. So it's up to you if you want to keep it or not.
Let's do it.
Okay. Well, so okay. What's popular? Wait, are we you picking another yeah. one?
No, oh, okay. I'm just closing.
Oh, okay. So what's popular today that will be ridiculous in 10 years?
Like, it's usually like fashion trends or whatever.
But they always come back. So they might be ridiculous in 10 years, but they'll be back in 30, you know?
Like or 40. 15. Yeah.
Yeah, even faster nowadays.
I don't know. See, I don't know things. Like I'm like, I don't know. I still like the same stuff for the last 30 years. I haven't changed at all.
Technology changes. So think of something that's technology, because that always like that's
fast. Okay, well, I have one. Like, I can go right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, yeah.
All right, yeah, just go.
Ozempic.
Oh, my God.
That better go. that shit better go.
I actually have a couple. I have Ozempic and buccal fat surgery or buccal fat surgery. Two skinny trends. It's all about being thin and gross, and you get that, like, sunken in, like, heroin chic is coming back. That's what it is. It's just we have better technology now.
You don't have to actually do cocaine to get the look.
Exactly. You can still kind of eat food, you know? You just take your weekly injections or cut fat out of your face.
Which is funny because also you're supposed to be super thin, but you're supposed to be curvy at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, make it make sense. You know, women with big hips and thighs have fat in their middle. Like, that's natural. You can't just... Well, I'm sure some people are naturally shaped that way, but usually... You're proportioned.
Well, I don't think that many people are naturally shaped that way. Honestly, I think it's just like what media made us think it was. Because I don't think I've ever seen a natural woman with like tight waist, big hips and booty, and then because I swear it's all been.
If somebody does look like that naturally, I just want to be like, it's cool. You can look like that. Yeah. If you want.
I mean, I'm jealous, but you can look like that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a girl's girl. Like, good for you. You won the genetic lottery. Yeah. A lot of, like, whenever we look at, like, famous people and stuff that do that, it's like they all got boob implants, butt implants, and then they're on Ozempic. So they lost all the fat everywhere else, and then they put the fat where they want it.
Re-put it somewhere.
Yeah.
Except for Ozempic is short-term weight loss. Like, if you stop taking it, you're going to just get...
Oh, then you gain the weight plus some? Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of these people are either planning to go on Ozempic for, like, their life, or in 10 years, they're in for a rude awakening. and then fat, I feel like there's going to be, like, a pendulum swing, where it's like, right now, we're like thin, and it's going to swing all the way back where everyone's gaining weight. And so now they have to go the opposite direction where, like, curves are beautiful. And then all the skinny girls are like, I guess I have to get implants, you know. And it's just going to be a constant cycle. And then everyone's big now. And so they're like, but thin is in. And then it goes back.
But, yeah, it's always what isn't the norm is what's considered, like... Once everybody's like anorexic again, like the early 2000s, fucking, they're be like, oh no, we want to
curve. Girls were like popular for a minute, like when they called it thick with the THICC.
Yeah.
So like, go back to that. I was popular then.
Okay? I'm never going to change. So like, to me, thick is always in. Like, that's it.
I'm trying to learn like body neutrality where it's like, a body is not good or bad. It's just is. I mean, it's totally hard because I grew up in the early 2000s.
That was a rough time. Rough time.
You know, when the double zero became a size. Yeah. Like that wasn't a size before the early 2000s. And then Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen, you know, super skinny. Mary Kate had that eating disorder and double zeros became on trend. You wanted to fit into a double zero. And I was like, I fit into a six. And now I fucking wish I was a six.
I wish I was right? a six.
What?
When I was pregnant with Kara, I had like an eating disorder and I was a double zero. Like that's pregnant, a double zero. Like that's disgusting. Well, like, unfortunate, but like, I look back at it, I'm like, why? I know why, because my boyfriend was a dickhead. But like, that's, you're like, oh, wish I was skinnier. But you know, I'm growing a human. You're supposed to be a little round, like, you know, but,
just a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. But I wasn't. Yeah. I was like, I looked grossly sick. Like, you couldn't tell I was pregnant till like the last month. And even then, it's when I was sitting down where,
yeah,
there's nowhere for baby to go. Just gross.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of the, I mean, with my pregnancies was different. Like with my first pregnancy, like I was going through an eating disorder and I was doing drugs and then I found out I was pregnant and so I quit everything. And so I fucking ballooned because I was going through sobriety and everything like that. I was like, bruh, 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 bruh. I was like, I need food to feed me. Almost got gestational diabetes because of it. But it was like it was freeing a little bit. But then after the birth, I went back to, oh, shit. All right. I'm supposed to look good again. Damn it.
That was crazy. But, yeah. Like my second pregnancy was with Kyle. And then it was different because when you're loved, you grow. So like, and then I was just like, just gained 100 pounds because I didn't get shamed or anything. I was able to just enjoy my pregnancy. And then even afterwards, when I was still a little plump, I was still worshipped for the shape I am. Like the right partner really makes a difference. Yeah. Like it's yeah, because it's great, like complete opposite. So it's like before I had to like watch what I was eating all the time. And then when I was loved, it was just perfect.
Yeah, well, I mean, Chris is the same way. Like I gained so much weight since meeting Chris. Like I was kind of back in my eating disorder when I met him. And now I'm like friggin' 80 pounds heavier.
Me too.
But now, like even he gained some weight and everything like that, although he's weird in the fact that his fat put like perfectly, like his whole body is proportionate. So he doesn't even grow a size. Like he
was
still
like
fit.
Be God's favorite.
Like, right? Like I'm not sure if it's those Greek genes or what, but it's like, he can still, he's like, oh, it's a little tight. And I'm like, barely. Like he's like,
where,
yeah, I gained
like I want to see where
40 pounds or whatever. And I'm like, but you didn't gain a size in clothing. If where I gain 30 pounds, happen? I'm up six sizes. Like what?
Yeah.
But now we're kind of on like a health journey together where it's not necessarily about losing weight, but we're going to the gym. So getting those gains. I just follow whatever he does. I don't know. Yeah. I'm like, show me what to do. And so like he literally changes the weight. I'm a workout princess. He changes the weights for me. He wipes down my machinery. And I just like stand there until it's my time to lift the weight.
That's cute.
yeah. But yeah, so the buckle fat nose epic. It's especially the buckle fat because you cannot put that fat back. So anyone that got that surgery, like Leia Michelle from Glee, their cheeks are forever gonna be sunken in like that, which I think is gonna make them age really badly.
Yeah, you want the little plumpy cheeks. That's how you look young forever. That's my secret for being old. But not looking old is fat cheeks. You want a fat face. That helps.
We should do like a commercial for that. Like, you want to look young forever? Have you tried donuts?
Secret cookies?
Ooh, secret
cookies. Yeah. Bacon?
Ooh. Yeah, bacon.
Bedroom snack drawers?
Yeah, it's the best. That's it. That's my fountain of youth. It's my advice to you guys. Being 40 and looking 25, it's junk food.
Yeah. There you go. You got to act young. if you want to look young, you know?
That's right. Enjoy the junk food, the candy, naps, staying out of the sun. That helps too. Right?
Yeah, that does not do. I think of sunburn in Baltimore. It was raining 4 out of 5 days. I was like, how?
And it looked so cute, though. It was a little hard on your chest.
I know, it's just the shirt I was wearing. I don't know what happened, but it just made like a heart right around my cleavage. I was like,
perfect.
So do you guys have anything that you think will be ridiculous in 10 years?
I hope we are still
ridiculous.
Yeah, we're still ridiculous. We're like, now we're ridiculous, but I hope we're still ridiculous in 10 years. Still going strong.
Hopefully our podcast doesn't get ridiculous in the bad way in 10 years.
Oh,
it's like,
yeah.
It's like in 10 years, we look back on this podcast, we're like, oh my God, can you believe we did that? It was crazy. Yeah. We talked so much about poop.
So much. Like, it's not even a poop podcast, but almost every episode has fecal matter in it.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. Oh, I hope poop madness is gone. That'd be nice. Like, I'd be like, oh, 10 years ago, it was so ridiculous. I can't believe I went through that. I'm pretty sure I'll have to have like a bag on the outside for that to happen, but it is whatever.
The cult coloscopy bag.
Yeah. It's cool. Yeah.
I'm having like aphasia symptoms today. Oh my God. To be fair, Sean Desmond, you remember Sean Desmond, Canadian? Yeah, his wife has a bag.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong. Yeah. And she's beautiful and stuff like that. And I was just like, good on like them for like showing it.
Yeah, it's just like tedious, you know, like life is easier if you don't have to do those things. But like, I'm not having a good time now anyway.
Who knows? Maybe it actually will be easier for you because it'll be like a quick little, like you're cleaning it and stuff like that versus being in pain, passing out on the toilet.
Just dying.
The Value Village.
Yeah. Oh my God.
You know, so maybe it's all like for me, I don't have poop madness. So yeah, a bag like that would be an additional task. But for you with poop madness actually might make things easier.
Yeah. And it's not just like poop that hurt. Like it's just pain in general. Like I'll have like stabbing pains in my intestine, even when I don't have to use the bathroom. We're like, oh my God, I'm going to die. It's just like faint.
Yeah. So who knows? Maybe it will make things easier for you.
I know. I'm just like scared.
Change is scary.
I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm scared to find out more what's wrong. I'm scared to just because like I've been dealing like when I was younger, this shit should have been taken care of when I was younger, seeking medical attention. But like now where I know where to go and who to call.
I'm trying to think of like there's a lot like it's hard to say. Like there's a lot
Groceries, the cost of groceries 10 years from now, that'd be nice. Like,
I can't believe we dealt with that. Like, that was such a hard time.
Yeah. The like ridiculousness of like the depression.
Yeah. What like, how people look back.
The even greater depression.
Oh, that's what we should call it.
Cause it's the 20s. You know, like so 100 years ago, we had the depression. So now we need like the even greater depression. The 100 year anniversary.
Although that makes it kind of good. Like it's the even greater depression.
It's so amazing.
Look how great these poor people are. So resourceful in their time of need.
Oh, everyone's making sourdough bread. Oh no.
And selling their arts and crafts just to get a couple extra bucks.
Yeah, melted crayon art. I need to buy coffee.
I hope that they stop blaming everything on millennials in 10 years. Because by then, the oldest millennials will be in their 50s. I assume that's the point where we can stop blaming millennials for the economy that we have no control over.
Well, they're blaming the Gen Z, like Z or whatever it's is now, for like lack of like work ethic and all this shit. So like everyone's getting some sort of blame.
Except for the people who should have the blame.
Yeah, the people that are actually in power and make policy. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's you know, and that want us to work till we're 70. Yeah, them. Yeah.
I think that old people being in charge like that in 10 years, maybe. Maybe they'll all OJ Simpson themselves and go away.
They'll all OJ Simpson themselves.
They'll all either murder or die. One of the two.
Yeah. Oh my God. To be 50. I would hope at 50, millennials can start being in charge of things. Like, give us a chance, man. Give us a chance.
You blame us for the economy, but haven't let us control the economy. Strange. Strange.
Strange. Yeah.
Strange.
Yeah.
Make it make sense.
So, yeah. So that would be like a cool thing. Like boomers going away. That'd be like a really cool thing that's now that I hope in 10 years. It seems ridiculous. I mean, it seems ridiculous now.
It's ridiculous.
But, like, I just hope they go away in 10 years.
Yeah. And then we can look back like, oh, my God, those old people were ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then we'll be the old people. It'll be fantastic. But then we'll be like, no, that's not old. It's only 50.
But see, I feel like we would be like, okay, let's bring in some 30-year-old Zoomers and show them how to get the job done. You know, like, I'm not going to be like, let's hold on to this power until we're 80 or 90. And that, like, it just, it's like, no.
We're like, let's retire in 10 years. Let's train the people below us so we can.
Let's retire by 55.
Yeah, let's get the fuck out of here. 5 years of working. That's it.
I don't think I'm going to live much longer in retirement. You know, like, low 70s, high 60s, according to, like, my family tree. So 55 seems like a good retirement age for me. Gives me at least a decade to like move around and like
relax.
After your 50s, you know, you don't have as many mobility issues as like in your 60s, 70s, 80s. Like I want to do things before it becomes hard.
Your hips still work.
I mean, to be fair, I couldn't walk for 2 years and had to use a cane already. So I'm just like built for that. I'm like, no, my legs are gonna stop working very early. Let me retire young.
You get a scooter.
Oh, we could like deck it out with like decal stickers and everything.
And you get like a race car motor in it.
I'll get drunk and scooter around and like see if the cops will pull me over.
I think they do. Like if you're riding a motorized vehicle and you're intoxicated, you get a ticket.
Well, how would they know? Maybe I'm just a cool guy just scooting around with sunglasses on to hide my eyes so they can't tell.
Behind your eyes?
Behind your eyes. No, I'm like hiding my eyes with sunglasses so they can't see my eyes. So they can't. You don't get drunk eyes? I get drunk eyes.
Oh, yeah.
I get a little. I'm like, hey.
I don't know if you could tell, but my eyes are very moony right now. Yeah. They're barely there.
She's eclipsing right now. Like,
yeah.
Did you guys see the eclipse?
Oh my gosh, yes.
We did, yeah.
Yeah. We watched it together online because.
Yes. So me and Sonya went live on TikTok. And I was, was I 10 minutes ahead of you or something?
You were 10 minutes ahead, yeah.
Something like
15 minutes. Yeah.
So that's I got to see the eclipse before her.
Yeah.
In the future.
I'm in the future. Yeah.
I was flying.
So I missed it.
Like you had to like, you could only see it from like, basically like the one backside windows. So I think like two or three rows could actually see it. Everyone else just saw the sky get dark while we're flying in the middle of the day. But like they gave us an eclipse cookie and the glasses just in case. And then like someone was taking pictures and like they were like, if you want me to send the picture, let me know your details. And then they would send the picture to you. But I didn't actually get to see anything, unfortunately. Which is fine. There's replays online.
On their plane.
And you can travel.
Like, if you want to watch a total eclipse, just travel. Like, you know, just do it. Just
like, travel for the moon.
Yeah. Yeah. Just do it. Yeah. Like, what are you, poor? Like, geez.
Jeez.
I'm poor. It's fine. I can take
that. I'm like, most of my trips are considered work. So it helps the traveling expenses. Like, if I'm traveling for fun, well, that's a whole other thing.
Like, yeah. For the moon chase. Ugh. I really liked it. It was like a sense of community for a few days. Like, everybody was out together, like, just enjoying this one experience. The crazies came out. That was fantastic. I'm a little sad there wasn't a rapture.
Next eclipse, we should plan a rapture. Just put out like a bunch of like full clothes outfits like around and just leave them like.
Do you lose your outfit? What do you get? Like, is it like ghosts where you like. So what happens? Your body doesn't leave. Doesn't your spirit, like, don't you just die? Like, you fall to the ground and die?
I don't know. But in every fake rapture I've seen, they always just leave the clothes.
That doesn't make sense to me. Like, I feel like, you know, ghosts, they always wear what they die in. So, like, I thought the rapture was just like your heart explodes or you have an aneurysm and then you go.
Well, like, you're supposed to fly up.
Yeah, your spirit.
Well, it's not your ghost. It's your soul.
Which is
not a ghost.
That's what a ghost is.
I don't think a ghost is a soul. Sometimes a ghost is a memory. It depends what ghost stuff you're watching.
Yeah, it depends on what genre of ghost.
Is your soul plasma?
Yes.
I wouldn't. It's a spirit. It's just, yeah, I guess I will have to ask God. God, explain how the rapture works again. Your scripture wasn't very clear.
Yeah, like, people were reading it. They're very confused. You know,
they keep changing the date. Like, can you just tell us?
Like, my favorite thing was that my eyes hurt on Google. The search skyrocketed during the eclipse.
My eyes hurt? Yeah.
Like, this Google search, my eyes hurt, skyrocketed during the time of the eclipse.
Apparently a search the day before. Can I look directly into the sun like the day before the eclipse? People were asking this. We learned this in grade 2 science, guys. Like, no, your retinas will burn, but no, people still asked.
It's crazy. The reverse, don't look up. Like, have you guys seen Don't Look Up on Netflix? It's the reverse of that, where like people were like, the eclipse is just NASA conspiracy because they don't want you to see the truth. All the data. And so it's like forcing like right wingers to be like, see, I can look at this. I mean, Donald Trump did it. He literally did it last eclipse. He looked at it. Yeah. Like, it's a famous clip. And so everyone was just like, well, Donald Trump can do it. We can all just look at it because they're lying to us, you know? I saw one meme that had a person wearing a mask. And then next to it had a person wearing the solar eclipse glasses looking up. And it was like, these are the same thing. Government control. I was like, oh my God, just do it. Just look at it.
Yeah,
look
go at blind.
It. Yeah, like, do us the favor and do it. Like,
yeah. Except for my eyes did hurt. Because not because I was looking at the fucking sun, because I have astigmatism. So my eyes wouldn't adjust. So even though it's bright, the sun is still like not as bright, and so my eyes were trying to like adjust this whole time, the whole 2 hours it was going on, my eyes. So then when I was done watching it, I was so dizzy, and it was just like, and then the next day I had like a hangover because my like eyes wouldn't adjust, so like it fucked up my brain, and it's just like, ugh.
The eclipse sickness. Chris had it too. Yeah.
And not because I was looking at the sun.
I think it's like your body like gets confused. Like, yeah, it's almost, it's like, oh, it's nighttime. Wait, it's daytime again. And then people are getting headaches and all kinds of shit.
It's because your eyes aren't adjusting. It's like the hour of sunrise and the hour of sunset where your eyes can't adjust because of the changing light. So that's what it was. The whole 2 hours you're suffering from this like changing, and it's not constant, so your brain gets a little wonky. It's just like jet lag, right? You're like used to something and then you gotta Science.
No, science.
Yeah, I don't know. Eclipses don't really interest me. I was more worried about dying because the last eclipse, there was a plane crash back in 2017. So I was like, oh, no, hopefully the pilots are wearing their glasses. But we were OK. We were.
Yeah. Oh, that day there was, I didn't message you, but there was a problem with an American plane where the engine was like broken. But they found it as they were going. I was like, oh, my God. Hopefully Jessica doesn't see this before she's on the plane.
I think it was also a Boeing.
Yeah, it was a Boeing. One of the big ones.
I did not take any Boeings on my Baltimore trip. And like I had to do
the worst.
I took Airbuses or whatever they're called. Okay,
the smaller ones?
The smaller ones. But those, it's scary. My trip, because I had to take I had to do connection flights to get to Baltimore for some reason. When I first left, it was to New York. I had to do my connection in New York. And the pilot literally gets on. He's like, I'm not going to sugarcoat it for y'all. It's going to be a bumpy flight the entire way. We will not be serving any food or drink for the safety of the flight attendants.
Yeah.
They will be seated the entire time unless you need them. We'll try to get you there in an hour because it's only an hour flight. And it was a bumpy flight. There was a couple of those big drops. I did a couple audible gasps. Cried a little bit. Luckily, I do wear a mask on planes, so they could only see my eyes tear up. so I'm sure the people looking around, whatever. I'm just having mini panic attacks. Very scary. But I just try to remember that when you're doing turbulence, you're in the jelly. It's just jelly.
Jelly. You got to remember. It's just air. It's just air. I'm just air.
Jelly. But yeah. So autobus or Airbuses where it's at.
I hate all flying things. That's ridiculous. I hope we have monorail. Like the, what is that? The light rail or something? I hope
you know that.
Monorail.
Where it only will take me 4 hours on a train to get to you guys. Like, that's what I want.
Yeah. Transit like that, like trains and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Not go trains.
Look back. No, go trains. I want to look back and be like, oh, air travel was so ridiculous. That's what I.
No, I'm taking Via Rail to my hometown like next week, and it'll take me an hour from Toronto to my hometown, which is like 3 hour drive. Now, Hamilton is closer to Toronto. It takes me like an hour and a half, 2 hours on the GO train to get to Toronto. So, yeah, light rail. Woo.
That's the dream.
In 10 years. Maybe.
I don't think it's anywhere near that, but you know,
there's no working on the Hamilton LRT. Like,
that's 10 years. Like, it's like 10 years ago.
Well, so they had to vote on it a million times.
I think they closed the 7-Eleven 10 years ago near my house when I lived in Hamilton so that they could do the light rail. And that never happened.
No, they were supposed to be building on it like 2 years ago. And they just didn't.
Yeah, it got like the pat. Like it finally, like they were voting on it for years and years. And yeah, I think like 2 years ago, they finally everything was cleared. Everything was good to go. And
they already picked the route. Everything.
They ran out of money.
Commercial by now.
Yeah.
No,
they
we got
spent
the
money.
We got the funding though for it. Like, and they were like buying off properties and stuff.
Yeah, they spent it.
And then
properties go up. It goes up for everyone. That includes the government.
No, they didn't get enough money, apparently. I think they paid their cousin Bill to help with this stuff, and it didn't actually go to where it needed to, like most government-funded projects. That's my conspiracy, guys.
Especially under Ford. Did you hear about what Ford's forcing the LCBO to do?
Mm-mm. Yep, paper bags.
Yeah. Like, back. Instead of, like, helping healthcare, autism wait lists, school infrastructure even, he's forcing LCBO to bring back paper bags.
He's all about the alcohol.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly what you said, Don. Because he has a contract with it. So he's just helping his buddy out. Buddy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Government.
Yeah. Oh, and like recently, speaking of government, the carbon tax went up. And people are losing their fucking mind because they don't understand what this means. It's just the cost of gas went up 3 cents. But they're just like raising everything. And then groceries, insane amount. And they're like, it's Justin Trudeau's fault. And then like, it's funny because this Pierre guy or whatever his name is.
Pierre Poilievre.
Like his campaign manager is a Loblaw, like lobbyist. The people, like the guy that owns all the food in Canada.
Galen Weston, it's on site.
Like he owns like farms. He owns the factories. He owns all these things that is making it so we can't eat. But everyone's like, no, it's Justin Trudeau. But like, even Singh is like, guys, it's not Justin. Like, you need to understand. He's like, I don't like Justin, but you guys need to know that that's not true.
That's literally my issue is I have hated Justin Trudeau for a while. Like,
yeah,
for probably as long as you guys have known me. I've been an anti Justin Trudeau. I understand he's better than Pierre Poilievre, and you know, I can understand where he is on the hierarchy of good. But I hate him for what I think are very valid reasons. And I'm just like, you can hate Justin Trudeau, just like think about why.
Yeah,
like that's the important thing. Like, you guys are just going off conspiracies or bullshit. It's like, no, there's real reasons.
Yeah,
there's real reasons you can like hate Justin Trudeau. You know, like not made up ones. You don't have to do that. Like, that's
you don't need to make things up. And then there's like the convoy again, but for a little bit, like they're
away. Like,
I was like, oh my god, like. You guys don't understand how this works. You're really upset about something you know nothing about. Like, it's not that hard. The information is on the government website on what is happening.
But they don't trust the government website. That's the issue.
But they trust Facebook posts. It's fucking insane. Okay? Like, you're going to trust a meme Pierre sent out. But you're not going to trust the government information like that.
These people like, have never seen the House Hippo commercial. That's the issue.
You know what I really love about this? They're like, you know, I'm anti-government. Fuck the liberals, blah, blah, blah. But they don't realize that Pierre is the government, too. He is a government official. You can't say fuck the government and praise him. He's the opposition. He's still government. Like, that is what drives me fucking mad. I'm like...
But I think they view Pierre Poilievre the way they viewed Trump, right? They're like, he's literally in the government, but they view him as like anti-establishment, even though he's literally been born and bred in the establishment. Like Trump, yeah. Maybe not in politics, but he never worked a hard day in his life, you know? And same with Pierre Poilievre, but they still view them as anti-establishment because of the lead poisoning. That's all I can assume. I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt here. I'm like, it's not your fault. It was the government before you, but but yeah, like it's like they view them as the opposite of government, even when they're the government.
Yeah, it just shows that like the conservatives know how to play the people. They are doing nothing positive for the country, like. You can all the provinces where they're in charge are like going to shit, and you can see this live. But like, they're still able to convince people that they're the better government. Like,
yeah.
They have people rallying for them. It's because like they have like the loud people that are like don't need any information to like ride or die for you.
Yeah.
Like that.
Well, yeah. and like. Our conservatives used to be different than the U.S. conservatives. We used to be the progressive conservatives. Literally, gay marriage in Canada happened under a conservative government. Like that was, you know, but it's, you know, that whole Overton window moving over more and more right. It's like our PC government is now just full on conservative. Our liberal government is more like the PCs.
Yeah. Before
our NDP is more like the liberals. And now we don't have
Green
Party.
It's just like green. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Green Party. But Green Party is, I have personal issues with, because I feel like you can't protect the environment without being anti-capital. Like, you can't be you have to be anti-capitalist in order to protect the, like, if you're not anti-capitalist, you're still focusing on profits, which destroys the environment. But they aren't taking an anti-capitalist stance, and I'm like, it almost sounds like you're just saying you're a one party issue just to, like, be popular, like
just to be popular. Like, it's, you know what? I miss the days of Mike Harris. Like, that, like, that was considered, he was considered a bad politician. And I wish our conservatives were back to being.
Well, don't forget, Ford made Mike Harris like his retirement home guy. Like, he was in charge of all of that.
Chairman for the.
Yeah, no, under.
She is the chairman for Chartwell.
Yeah.
And they are a private company for retirement. Like,
so Mike Harris is still there. He's working with Ford, baby. He's getting rich off Ford government.
He is smart. But, like, the way that the policies he made and stuff, like, are better than what is going on Ford did.
Well, so Mike Harris also didn't have, like, a Trump going on at the same time where he can, like, ride on his coattails.
And I think less social media, too, where you can't get pumped up by that kind of, like, fake news. I love that saying, though. It's fake news. But that is fake news. It's conspiracy and stuff.
Yeah, conspiracy. We don't believe in conspiracy theories, only conspiracy fact.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, no, I hated Mike Harris. Ugh. But yeah, I'd rather Mike Harris than Doug Ford.
Yeah, he killed thousands of people, and so did Ford.
Walker, too. Yeah,
you know, like, that was, and, like, I feel like that's the funny part for me is, like, my mom lived through Mike Harris, and, like, if I bring that up to her, she has no idea, and I'm like, only to be so privileged. And I feel part of that is the social media aspect. Like, for me, like, I'm not dealing with any of those particular issues at the moment, but I'm aware of them.
Yeah,
at the very least, like, I feel like that's my duty as, like, a citizen, to be aware of the problems in our society.
I unfortunately remember all of that. Because, like I said, my mom was very political, and, oh my God, did she rant about things like that. So I was 12 years old, and I knew all about it.
Yeah, I was 7, 8, so.
I was a little older.
Still naive. I still thought there was good in the world.
Always. Like, even now, I know it's shit, but I'm like, it's fine. You know, more people are starting their own gardens. It's because they have to, and not because they want to. But, like, it's just like, oh, you know, community. And I'm trying to see, because then if you're just going to be in a dark hole all the time, it's not good for, like,
actually, like, if Mandy and Teddy listened to this episode, but there was a couple times we'd be talking and they'd be like, oh, you didn't know. And I'd go into, like, and I'd have to stop myself and be like, you want to be in your bubble with a positive mindset. That's totally cool. Some people, you know, you need that sometimes. I was like,
oh yeah,
I'm so sorry for being the dark cloud that, like, I hated that person that was the dark cloud and ruining my naiveness. But, you know,
it comes with having kids. They, like, they don't need to worry about it because they're not bringing humans up, right? They're like, ah, it's fine. My kids won't have to worry about it because I don't have kids. We're like, oh shit. Like,
I'm gonna have to
think of the children.
We've already, like, I've already said, like, I won't be unhappy if I'm never a grandparent. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, with climate change, like, I don't even know, like, according to, like, climate scientists already, we're gonna have such massive storms in the next 10-20 years that are going to be debilitating to so many areas. And it's like, that, let alone 100 years. You know? So I'm like, no, it's fine. they don't need to deal with that. That's fine. I already feel guilty enough. I don't. Let's end this. Yeah, let's end this
here. You know it's gonna be ridiculous. In 10 years, we'll be like, oh, remember when there was free water?
Oh my god! Wait till we like do the Lorax thing and have to pay for air. If you're in Colorado, in Denver, the Mile High City, it's called the Mile High City because it is a mile high altitude. They do have air you can buy.
Is it from Amazon? Or Google? Like,
you have to buy it. You can buy it in stores, but I'm sure it's available via Amazon. And it's like a aerosol can with like a mouthpiece, and you just have some oxygen bars.
They have oxygen bars out there. Like, that's not totally far fetched. Where like you literally
so you can get high.
My husband. Okay, Chris's went to a hotel once, and his hotel there, I'm pretty sure it was Denver. His hotel there, literally in the mini bar, you know, alcohol, blah, blah, air. If you wanted to buy some air. Because some people get lightheaded when they're in Denver. Because it's a mile high altitude, you know? People don't realize. And you need to buy a little pick-me-up. So you don't get hypoxemia.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. The world is fucked. I don't see it getting better in 10 years. I wish this was a trend. Right?
Remember when we went to the stores? That was ridiculous.
Do you remember eating anything but gruel? Oh my God. Flavors?
What? Like vegetables? What? That's ridiculous.
You grow your own vegetables. You got to give your tax to the king, you know?
Yeah,
have your
half your potatoes.
Have your potato. Oh my god,
we're bringing our potatoes to the McCain factory down the road. Like,
it's yeah,
McCain's king.
Yeah,
no, but like seriously, I feel like that's where we're going.
Do we have to give our food to the king?
Yeah, like we're all getting more peasant brain. It's just gonna be.
I think you aren't. What's happening though is like. There's mandates where you can't grow, like, there's places in Ontario you can't have chickens. Even out in the nowhere, in the middle of nowhere, you can't have chickens. Like, I feel like that's what's happening. You won't even be able to grow your own food to, like, get taxed.
So we're going to have illegal potatoes. We're going to start, like underground bootleg potatoes.
Yeah.
You wouldn't download a potato, would you?
You want an egg? From a chicken?
Real chickens.
Yeah, there's people in Ontario that, like, I love it. I'm part of these groups. And they have, like, indoor setups for their chickens. Like, they're inside. They have, like, sunlights for them. And, like, it's, like, a backyard spot. Like, they have a room in their house that's made, like, outside for the chickens. Like,
that's going to be amazing. Like, weed is going to be legal. But like chickens are not, you know.
Yeah.
Guys, this is an illegal cucumber. It's a great strain. Like, yeah, you'll love it. You'll love it.
Bringing Brussels sprouts, like hiding them. Like, hey guys,
I got the good stuff.
And then you get pulled over. You're like, it's just weed. It's just
weed. It's just weed. I bought these at the grocery store. I swear. Oh my God. Vegetable dealers start coming in with their own like grocery store stickers on them. So it looks like you bought them from the grocery store.
Yeah. Their labels. Like, thank you for purchasing. Yeah.
They put the organic label on them all, you know?
Yeah. Oh. 10 years.
It's so sad.
It goes with my 5-year plan, guys. Remember, like, the fall of society, I don't have to pay off any of my debt.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, it'll be fine. It's perfect. I'm rooting for it.
Well, that's the thing. Like, we have to get to the fall of society. We can't, like, if we're just living in, like, a fascist state, then that's when, like, we're doing illegal vegetable things, but society's still intact. It just sucks.
It just sucks.
Yeah, like, I feel like a lot of things are just gonna get worse.
Yeah. It's going to get worse.
It's fine, guys. We'll have fun. We'll like laugh about it. We'll talk about it on our podcast. It'll be great.
Content. In 10 years. Yeah. You're not sick of us by then.
It'll be content. It'll be fine. Fall of society. Everybody's struggling. Don't worry. We'll talk about it. It'll be, we'll make jokes. It'll be okay.
If you can't cry about it, laugh.
That's right. You got to laugh to keep crying.
Okay. Do we have any other things before we end this episode?
No.
No. Okay. Well, I'll thank once again Stephanie Hurst. Hopefully your next 10 years gets better.
With more books.
We can
read. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool. And more book events that we can meet you at.
September 2025. I'm waiting. Counting down the days.
We have it planned, Stephanie.
You can't change your mind, Stephanie. Like, seriously. If, like, something happens in your life, too fucking bad. That's it.
You got to hold out until September 2025. After that, your life is your own. But until then.
Yeah, no.
You're ours.
And yeah, I don't think we have anything new coming up.
No, not really.
Trying to make sure we plug everything. Yeah, guys, we have nothing new for you.
We're doing nothing. We've been nothing. So busy.
Doing nothing.
Like life, usually we have life get in the way, but like life has like gotten in the way. Like,
oh my God, has it ever?
Like we usually take turns, but it was like all of us at the same time. Like it just...
Yeah, and like, yeah, these couple months I'm traveling, but soon Chris will be traveling, which means I'm stuck home, so I will be back to boring life.
Back to being boring.
So we'll see you all next week. We still haven't missed a Friday. Happy 2-year podiversary to us. If you have a favorite episode out of these past 2 years, let us know, because that would be cool, because I don't know what you're looking for.
Like, what is it about us that you like?
Don't forget to rate, like us, follow us on YouTube if you don't already. And if you like all of our content, like Stephanie Hurst, follow us on Patreon. We do have a Patreon only little section on our Discord, but we also have our Discord for the main public. So join us. You can talk to us directly and weigh in on the conversation.
Books and Bourbon, we have a little special channel where if you're going to Books and Bourbon October
27th,
something like that. 5th to the 27th
or something.
October.
In October. Bardstown, Kentucky. We're going to, but we have like a little Discord to like meet people who are going, to like kind of like have a little click. So a bunch of strangers aren't strangers. We're actually like friends. So that's on our Discord as well.
I will link the Discord in the description. So feel free to join if you haven't already. And we have tons of like little servers on there, as well as like I eventually want to start doing little game nights if anyone's a gamer out there, because I need more gamer friends. So if that sounds like you, thank you. Thank you. And that was a long outro, but you know what? It's been a while. I had to get all that off my chest. So yeah. Well, thank you all for listening, and we'll see you all next week.
Bye.
Bye. Good night.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both as twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
We hope you enjoyed this episode.
There's a new episode of Opinionated Lushes every Friday on all streaming platforms.
And unedited episodes Saturday on YouTube.
Have a cocktail suggestion?
A topic of interest?
A good drinking word?
Feel free to DM us on Instagram or email us at opinionatedlushes@gmail.com.
See you next week.
Don't forget your drinks.
And your opinions.